Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. And this is the edition of Flashback Friday with Sister Pucci. You know, we'll be celebrating 10 years in next year, February 9th, 2018. I want everyone to mark that date down, because what we're doing is giving a free retreat, virtual retreat, through the computer, praise and worship, listening to some wonderful speakers and guests, and I guarantee you, you will have a good time if you come open with the presence of the Holy Spirit, which will be there, because you have to have the Holy Spirit in your life to have a relationship with Christ. All right, everybody. Other things that are going on. I know we've been off the air a little while, but that's going to change. We're getting back into our groove with our shows. If you didn't listen, catch it. Margie Isaac did her show last week. It is still available to hear. So I encourage you to listen to that and let it bless you dearly. Now, everything else is going fine with the ministry. You know, I have been had time. God has given me the time and given me the space to really sit back and enjoy what is unfolding. You know, sometimes we are so busy creating our dream that we forget to live our dream. And it's very important, because God wants you live your dream. He really does. You know, he wants you to be this to other people, that he is still on the throne, that he is still Jehovah, and that nothing will change that. Nothing can change that. So what we have to do is just continue to walk the walk that we've been walking, and trust in God that he has everything under control. I know it's getting crazy out there as far as people getting killed, there being terrorist attacks, you name it. The world has definitely become anti what Christians should be. Let me say that again. The world is beginning to appear as anti-Christ as anything else. What I'm just trying to say to you is that being with Christ and following Christ means you love people. You have compassion for people. You care about your brother, because, yes, you are your brother's keeper. That is what you do as a Christian. You serve, and serve diligently with all your heart and with all your soul, until God takes you to the next assignment. And really, that's just all that happens, is you go to another assignment. People sometimes feel they fall out of grace, or that something might be wrong. Things might be quiet for a while, and some things may not feel like they're moving. The plans that you're making are not really moving anywhere, and that's because they're not your plans. They're God's plans. And in order to get God's plans, you have to go into the spirit and meet them in a spiritual place, because neither Christ or God can dwell anywhere else except in a spiritual surrounding. So you have to go with your spiritual self. Now, with our retreat, which is called the Holy Spirit Explosion, we have some dramatic speakers who are going to tell you exactly what I'm talking about right now. But they don't have just an hour. We're going to have a full plate when it comes to speakers and our praise and worship for the retreat. And so it is all going to tie back to what God is telling me, that if there was anything he wanted me to say, it is that we need to break free from religion and go into relationship, we need to break free from condemnation by other people and stand as Christians together, no matter what color, creed, or race, and declare in one voice, we serve the Lord and the Lord only. And then we just lean on them, Christ, God, and the Holy Spirit that's within you. We lean on them to show us every spiritual blessing you have out there. And they're out there, but we can't see it in the natural world. We have to see it in the spiritual world. So, okay, let me play a little music, and we're going to start off with Break Free by Project Oasis. And here we go. One moment, please. There we go. Yes, Break Free in Love. you need to leave this world as it is and go towards love, go towards the light. But God said, I am love. So you follow him and you follow his son and you believe with all your heart that he's the son of the Most High and that he's coming back to get us, that he died on a cross to satisfy all our sin debt, then you are saved and you will see Christ. But you have to have a relationship with him also, because he says that if you never acknowledge him, he won't acknowledge you in front of the Father. So it's time to really start your relationship with Christ. But we all have things that, you know, and tying this into the next song, of course, for those who don't know me by now, but we all have a back in the day. We all have a yesterday where we didn't do things as Christian as we're supposed to do. We didn't do things. We actually didn't think. We just did. And the wonderful thing is that the Bible tells us clearly that love never remembers. Once you have confessed those sins to Christ, he doesn't bring them up anymore. We bring them up to each other. But Christ, God, does not remember your past. So let's do Back in the Day by Mr. Chicago, T.P. the Grinch. And here we go. All right, everybody. Woo. I am back on the air. Sorry about all of that silence. I got thrown off the air. Oh, my. I guess that's the Holy Spirit was swelling up so big in here that they had to just stop it for a minute. But hopefully you're still out there, you're still hanging with me. It's just technical difficulties. You know, when you run an internet only church, you have internet only problems. And I think we all with computers nowadays know exactly where I'm coming from. So Back in the Day by T.P. the Grinch, Mr. Chicago. Here we go.
Open this gate, forgive me for my sins and hug me, tell me it's okay. Take me by my hand and walk away.
Let's try this again. Everybody, we're going to pause here for a second, and I'm going to do something that I do on the show, but we need it right now, and that's what we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace and mercy, thanking you for all the things that you have done in our lives, and thanking you for the things you are doing and things you have not yet done. We thank you for your glorious, wonderful gift of your son and this blood that he shed on Calvary to make me free. Lord, I thank you for each and everything that's in my life, bad, good, indifferent, if it's from you, I know that even the bad you will turn in to good for those who love the Lord. Now we're having technical difficulties tonight, Jesus, and I need you to help us get through this show. We are not going to let the devil, after 10 years, disrupt what God has put together. We're going to work together. We're going to hang together. We're going to pray together, and we're going to roll on with this show together. I pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. All right, just needed to pray off some crazy stuff that was going on. I put on one song and another song started. You know, it's just like, whoa. Okay, let me back in the day by Mr. Chicago, TV the Grinch. Let's get this show over and under.
When I die, would God bless me and open his gate? Forgive me for my sins and hug me, tell me it's okay. Take me by my hand and walk, or will he turn me away? And send me to the pits of hell and tell me I gotta stay. Lord, please forgive me for a dope dealing, a little stealing, game banging, I meant right. But I was born the devil in me for so long, I've done wrong, I can't go back. So I sit with pen and pen, right to you out of respect. Please bless me with forgiveness and mistakes I made. See, I was young and dumb and didn't know the rightful way. But when you blessed me with this music, I knew it was my time to stop all that nonsense, Lord, and go for mine. The devil is a lie, that's what my auntie say. Now I'm on my knees, God, ask him, take him away. I'm sorry for drug dealing, I'm sorry for pulling triggers. I'm sorry for having hate in my heart for another living. Sorry for putting my mom through stress, she didn't need it. Take a sip, but it's fifth and wonder why I'm still breathing. If I leave, would I be missed? Cause you know life goes on. One tear drops my eye because I'm stressed and drunk, ay. Back in the day, I ain't care, my man won't really there. Back in the day, back in them days, back in the day, y'all hustled, came bang with the rest of them. Back in the day, back in them days, ain't had no man to raise me, so the streets, they made me. Back in the day, back in them days, but now my head on right now, no need to fight now, it's better days.
I sit back and reminisce about my cousin Sean. Lord, please let him rest and let his soul go on. So much stress and pain made me write this song. So many tears on my paper when I wrote this song. Abdul Riley, keep him safe behind them bars. And tell my grandmothers I miss him, keep him close in your arms. I never thought a man like me would ever cry so hard. But think about my past and what the dungeon hurts my heart. I say a prayer in my head before I sleep at night, and wish this little light of mine forever shine so bright. Lord, have mercy on my human, cleanse my body of sin. For I know not what I do, I leave it all up to you.
Back in the day, I ain't care, my mind won't really there. Back in the day, back in them days, back in the day, I hustled, came bang with the rest of them. Back in the day, back in them days, ain't had no man to raise me, so the streets, they made me. Back in the day, back in them days, but now my head on right now, no need to fight now, it's
First off, I wanna tell my Auntie Vine I miss you. I hate to see you leave, it hurts my heart when I hear you. To my grandfather Cliff, you already know what it is. The only father figure in my life to show me what a man really is. Nah, you always showed you love me. So as long as you here, expect it back from me. Granny, I love you and I got so much to say. I broke down when I got that call that she passed away.
Back in the day, I ain't care, my man won't really there. Back in the day, back in them days, back in the day, y'all hustled, came bang with the rest of them. Back in the day, back in them days, ain't had no man to raise me, so the streets, they made me. Back in the day, back in them days, but now my head on right now, no need to fight now, it's better days, better days.
Yes, back in the day, you know, as we continue to strengthen ourselves in our faith walk, we have to be very lenient on ourselves as far as what we have done. We put ourselves through such a major guilt trip over things that God is not even paying attention to. And what I mean by that is that, say you kept something that was mistakenly delivered to you, and then you thought about it and realized that it was stealing, and so you tried to make it right, but you still feel guilty because you did that act, and God has said, I've forgiven you, and go on and sin no more. So we have to be lenient on ourselves when it comes to our faith walk, without a doubt. You know, if you're just tuning in to the show, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I am Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci. And for, you know, we were off the air for about 4 months as we began to, the ministry is beginning to grow. But ever since we've been trying to come back to air, the devil has been trying to grow too. And the reason I said that is because we have haven't had this type of equipment exploding as we are now. So we must be getting closer and closer and closer to where God wants us to be. Because that's the only time things start going crazy in your life is when you're getting ready for that breakthrough, everybody. All right, we're going to get back into the studio. And we're going to keep some music going because this is a Sci-Fi Friday. And let's go to these artists that have been with us, oh my goodness, since a long time. And I'm going to pause right now because I'm waiting for, okay, I'm waiting for the switchboard to light up. And we're back in good business. We're good. But what I... My whole point of that long narration was to make sure that you forgive yourself the way Christ forgives you. All right? He said, love him like he loved others as he has loved you. Forgive yourself that he has forgiven you as well. Here's Infection by Spiritual Peace, and here we go.
The Satanic Temple in Orange County, Florida is planning to hand out Satanic Children Activity Books at some schools.
25 fatalities inside the school, the gunmen, fellow students who rushed the school and opened fire. Sonny, there just is no way to make this story anything but awful. It was awful when the Camden police got the call about a mother killing her 2-year-old son.
Oklahoma Supreme Court is ordering the state to implement its ruling to tear down a Ten Commandments monument on the state's capital.
There was a count of casualties that could have been from Afghanistan or Iraq, but it was here in Chicago, a place some have dubbed Chirac.
This generation's insane. It's like there's an infection in the brain. All they do is evil. I think I'll give it a name.
You can feel it when they play it. It's the image they portraying, bruh.
This generation's insane. It's like there's an infection in the brain. All they do is evil. I think I'll give it a name. It's death.
You can feel it when they play it. It's the image they portraying, bruh.
You wanna make it, you don't sell your soul. You wanna be cool, get attention, wear fatter clothes. Cotton picking in the mind, out of control. Follow the ground, let's see how low can we go. A young person trying to find out who they are. Forget the mama, where the daddy? Ooh, superstars? Another brother fall victim. Jail bar, scared straight won't work if you ain't got faith. Waiting on that big break. Money changes everything, that's a lie. Money ain't evil, the things we do to get it makes it evil. Rob your brother for that dollar, rob your mama for that dollar. Did somebody run up on you for the dollar? Quick to holler, not me, now somebody gotta die. Pull the trigger, run away. On the news the next day, it's hard to say what it is. An infection in the brain, I'ma call it death. Pray for change in Jesus' name.
This generation's insane. It's like there's an infection in the brain. All they do is evil. I think I'll give it a name. It's death.
You can feel it when they play it. It's the image they portraying, bruh.
This generation's insane. It's like there's an infection in the brain. All they do is evil. I think I'll give it a name. It's death.
You can feel it when they play it. It's the image they portraying, bruh.
It's an infection of infatuation. News stations saturating the minds of a generation with headlines of devastation, death, crime, and decapitation, terrorism in another nation. But the ghetto, they don't want to face it. The projects they created, now the byproduct is gang related. Cause a crackhead with a byproduct, the CIA instigated. Drug dealers, they manipulated in a jail cell, feeling forsaken. Cause the same people that own the jails own the hip hop record labels. I'm ghost.
Cause I just signed my death wish, but I wish they would step to me. Cause my destiny is safe in the Holy Ghost. But I just signed my life away, but even if I die today, Jesus gon' find a way to boast.
How you enjoying the ride with the devil's shotgun? Yeah, that boy is a lie. If they see this exposing the poison inside the image, they would kill us. Well, if you can't beat them, join them and die.
This generation's insane. It's like there's an infection in the brain. All they do is evil. I think I'll give it a name. It's death.
You can feel it when they play it. It's the image they portraying, bruh.
This generation's insane. It's like there's an infection in the brain. All they do is evil. I think I'll give it a name. It's death.
You can feel it when they play it. It's the image they portraying, bruh. Stay for dream, bro.
Ah, infection in the brain. I love that because that's what happens. You know, there's so much going on in the world, especially for our youth to experience the type of things that they're experiencing at such an early stage in life. You know, I didn't have to go through that. I know other people my age and older did not have to go through that, but it's what our babies are going through now. And so we have to, that song was so potent because it is like it's an infection. It's like none of you young adults or teenagers are thinking for yourself. You're just trying to be what you see instead of trying to be what God has you to become. And that's what the big thing is. We have to let them know early off that you were born for a reason. God put a spirit into the earth for a reason. And while we're here, we are to do the Great Commission, and that is spread the good news about our Lord and Savior all over the four corners of the world until he returns. And so we have to start with our young adults. We have to start with our teenagers. But before that, we have to start with ourselves. They learn from example. And we have to start praising and praying over our food in public and just showing them what good quality Christian values are there. That means you love your neighbor. You don't hate anyone. Anyone, not anyone. They don't have to believe in what you believe. You hate no one. That is what makes you a Christian. It can't be both ways. You can't hate and love at the same time. God said, I won't dwell in hate. I won't dwell in that negative space that you try to put me in. So, that being said, I'm going to give my jaws a break and play the dance break for the show. Now, let me explain the dance break. The dance break is house music, gospel house music. In Chicago, we're the birthplace of house music, and this is something that the music I grew up on has. It's found DJs who are spinning for the Lord instead of spinning secular music. And DJ Frankie Vibes is one of the great ones that will go down for his dedication to Christian gospel house music. Okay, so this is Dance Break going back from May 2013. Ooh, let me share what I had to say. And by the way, I want to thank Crunchy Pie personally for leaving us an arsenal of dance breaks for as many Flashback Fridays as we need. Bless you, my brother. Bless you, and here we go.
Frankie Vibe. Frankie Vibe.
Salvation. By his stripes, I'm his. holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it.
Again, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I am Sister Poochie, Chicago-based poet, Pastor McCurdy of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, and I, again, welcome you back to our show. Although, I have to say, I love those who listen live, and I love those who listen later equally. There are people who continue to listen to shows over the last 10 years. And I feel honored. I feel blessed. And I just hope that our service to you at the Journey Home Outreach Ministry has been a blessing for you. We are your servants. God put us in this position, from the board to the directors to the presiding pastor. He rises us up and he takes us down. But he puts us in this position to move his agenda forward, not our own. No ministry belongs to the person who founded it. No ministry belongs to the person who runs it. Every ministry belongs to our Lord and Savior and the great I Am, our Father in heaven. Okay, everybody, let me see if I can squeeze. I might be able to squeeze out another song. You know, oh, you know, I'm kind of still when you have technical problems. Anyway, I'm not going to go through all that. I found a song I want to play. So if this is You by Shakir Monique, everyone, enjoy it.
Move without you, I cannot breathe without you. without you, I would die without you, die without you. The sun cannot shine without you, the moon cannot rise without you, the earth will not grow without you. It would die without you, die without you. There is no one who compares to you. There is no one who compares to nobody higher than, nobody better than, no one could ever be greater. There is no one like. I cannot think without you. I cannot speak without you. I cannot be without you. I will go without you, go without you.
Individually made by our Father, and He knew you in your mother's womb. He knew what you were going to do, what you weren't going to do. But in the end, we all bow and do what God wants to do. All right, everybody, we made it through the show. I am so glad that we just made it through the show. I'm ready to thank the Father for holding our airways together through this difficult times. The second show we've had problems with, but don't rest assured we're going to be working on those problems to get back to giving you a quality hour of praise, worship, dance, hip-hop, Christian music out there over the ether. Okay, everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always do, and that's with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and I see you next Friday for Flashback Friday. Here we go.